Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, I got to tell you something. I'm not going to apologize, but I do want to say that if you're a Michigan fan and you're not enjoying the amount that we've talked about this, I understand. But, man, you got to be enjoying this. I mean, come on. It's okay to admit it. I know you want to act like you don't think about us or don't care, but let's face reality. You're Ohio State's bitch. That's not changing anytime soon. And now we're your bitch again. And there has to be something deep in your loins that's comforting about knowing that Michigan State is once again your bitch. Now, I know it's not as satisfying as beating OSU or being relevant, but man, think about how reassuring it is that now you can fall back on all those sick little bro burns or Spartan tears taste like sugar t-shirts. I mean, we are right back to 07. So, lost in all of this, I would hope you're getting enjoyment on that level. I know it's not everything you hoped it'd be, but this is pretty juicy. I mean, this is pretty amazing where pride comes before the fall guy. Let pride come before the fall, you know?
Have you been in my text messages today?
David, I ain't even mad. That's the difference. I'll dish it, but I'll take it. Go ahead.
You should have seen what I told Gator when he was leaving the show.
Well, I heard what you told him, and I was mortified at the language.
I just went by him, and I said, you know, I'm so sorry for your program.
Well, and that's not smart for you because they never liked you anyways.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. They like me. I like them.
Cut scene to the phone screener on their show. Yep, decidedly not David.
Stop it. But I went at my own program as well because I told him, I said, well, it's not like my program's going to the Big Ten championship game anytime soon. So yeah. At least we're, you know, one of the
David,
same a little bit.
I would hope, and I know we're not going to hear a lot from Michigan fan today. I would hope they're getting enjoyment out of this. This would be the equivalent of Harbaugh building it up, being champion, getting a statue, and then taking a four-year period and forcibly acting like he's on the take for the KGB to destroy MSU, only to further destroy it as they leave, and then the one decent candidate they could hire, it gets screwed up. Oh, I'd be delighting. Are you kidding me?
Now, I do have to ask you this, though, Mike, because a lot of people are asking you, do you think that Bill Beekman looks like Wojo? There's been a bunch of people on Twitter have been doing side-by-sides all day.
The only comment I will make about Bill Beekman's physical appearance will be his ridiculously poorly tailored suits. I'm not going to get into his business.
Oh, you say that about everyone, though. You said that with, who's it,
Bob Quinn,
too.
Yeah, you know why? Because they're amateurs. Think about it. You're an athletic director at a Power 5 school. You're making a better part of $1 million a year. You can't go get a suit made. You can't get off the plane in Cincinnati looking like a Don. You can't look like a guy who's going to close a deal. Look at Bob Quinn. Look at Bob Quinn. You run an NFL team. Guy's out here, the collars of his shirt are hanging off his neck. You look like Ben McAdoo. It's ridiculous. Dress the part. I'm not going to get into the whole physical appearance nonsense.
Patricia, right? A guy like that who's always...
You know how I feel. You know how I feel. Go ahead, take a text while you're at it.
You know the guy who's always dressed nice in this town, though, is Dwayne Casey.
Case looks the part, acts the part, talks the part, respected. Look, man, I just believe that you dress for the job you want. I believe that certain jobs have a gravity to them where you have to have a certain attitude. Look, I don't care if Bill Beekman is 7 feet tall, 4 feet tall, 180 pounds, or 5,000 pounds. Dress for the part. You can't get up at the podium with your suit hanging down to your knuckles.
Yeah.
You're telling everybody you're an amateur. You're telling everybody you're a loser.
Someone just texted, Mike, I absolutely could not be happier right now with watching Michigan State and also after watching on Saturday.
Oh, please, don't even start. What a joke. You know what's funny? I think the only award Tom's team's going to win right now is probably the most disgustingly disappointing. Like, this is reaching, like, they're going to make the Miles Bridges Middle Tennessee State team look like champions. Because that game wasn't any good Saturday. It's not like Michigan played well. They didn't. They shot like 36%. MSU was just such overt poo. Did anyone enjoy watching it?
You can enjoy
the result, but if you like basketball, I'm like, oh my God, this is awful.
Yeah, there's just no offense first 10 minutes.
The only redeeming quality was Xavier Simpson, who had a horrible week, rightfully so, by the way, put himself in that position, hitting a couple of three-point shots and being able to do the helicopter to everybody, right? But other than that, that game was morbid. Hey, here's a newsflash. I've said to you, I don't think MSU's that good. Thought we were good enough to kick your ass because you're also terrible. Both teams Saturday, notably bad. Neither team Saturday, any good. Happy for you guys. You got a dub. It feels good to beat your rival. But I got news for you. The both of us are a couple of ditty bags that they attach to a horse in a parade. You know what a ditty bag is, right? That's what both our teams are. We both got first weekend exit written all over us.
Someone just said, though, Mike, I couldn't be happier with Howard so far, though. In 23 games, he has wins over Mark Few, Roy Williams, and Tom Izzo. I think the future's bright for Michigan.
Yeah, and he's got 10 losses and has shown an inability to handle a PR disaster. But you're right. I'd be totally psyched. Next.
Mike, I think it's going to be Bielema. It seems like that's gaining some traction. I don't want him, though.
I would love to know from the Board of Trustees how they couldn't rubber stamp Luke Fickell in a New York minute, but they'll rubber stamp Burt.
Mike, don't worry about this search. We're going to get our guy. It's just going to take a while because he is still crawling. It takes a little longer to crawl.
Yeah. I got to tell you something. Mark's comment has already not aged well, and it's a week ago. Are you kidding me? People are going to crawl here.
Any chance Michigan State asked Antonio to come back for one more year if they can't find anyone?
I'm not dignifying that with a response.
But here's one more. Any chance Fickell finishes this year at Cincinnati and then goes to MSU the following?
No. The more, you know what's funny? It's always fun. A coaching search truly does reveal how little people know about sports or how little people know about the way things work. I mean, it's...
And I 100% honest with you.
Oh, my God.
You,
between the names they suggest or the maybe Fickell could come back next year to just.
No, but I'm serious, though. These aren't even the crazy ones, honestly.
I know.
Wait, no, that's a name that was suggested, too. David, all jokes aside, I saw that about 10 minutes ago on there.
Who?
Someone was asking about Andy Reid and just giving him an offer to come to college, and that's the type of guy you need, that type of thing. No, I'll read a crazy one. Why can't MSU at least reach out to a Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan? Michigan attracted an NFL head coach, and we are a much better program than them this century. We should be in the running for these guys or at least get an interview. And right on cue.
No, I'm letting you know. This is me leaving to go to the bathroom because this conversation's not worth my time.
The craziest head coach's name. There are a lot of them. But how about Mike's probably going to get a drink right now. And I think
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.